This community update was brought to you by U Radio. A hush settled over the room last night as community members gathered for the launch of Women Without Limits, a groundbreaking Spanish-English book featuring the stories of 15 women from Latin America, Canada, and Uganda. As she stepped up to the microphone, Carmen Puente, General Director of Training and Empowerment for the Women Congress of Manitoba, addressed the room with excitement.
I feel incredibly proud to have been here, the one who connects and invite each of you to be part of this dream.
It's the first book of its kind published in Manitoba.
Oh my God, it's too much. I can just tell you in one word or in 1 minute what I learned. But something that I love is when all the women come together, we can create wonderful things. And also, if you read the book, you can feel the energy and you will feel identified with some stories. And also, you will change your perspective about women.
For co-founder Lorena Elder, the moment was emotional and deeply personal.
Amazing. You know what? This time was a milestone for all of us, and to share our stories with another ladies was incredible. So the whole room was full of love and passion. It was incredible. Incredible.
Elder says writing her chapter also gave her a rare chance to reflect on her own journey.
To honor my dad that he passed away, and he always write, and unfortunately he is not able to see my book, but in honor to him I write this. And was very interesting because when I start to write, I went backwards in my life and I say, wow, I make many things. I almost forgot as I was a single mom, I raised my kids, I went to the university. I did many times. I almost forgot. It's just because in the life you're just running, right?
According to Puente, the book grew from a vision sparked at last year's Women's Congress, a desire to bridge cultures and give back to the community that welcomed them.
Well, I think it's a way to share part of our culture, and also it's a way to connect with our both communities, you know, because if we will do the book just in English, just part of our community will have the opportunity to read it. We have some people in our society who they don't know English, especially from the Latinos one, and they will have the opportunity to connect with the Canadian story as well. And in the same way, in Canadians, they will connect with the stories from the Latino community.
Puente says the collaborative process revealed the power of women coming together. For Public Relations Officer Catalina Lara, working with the authors was a powerful experience.
In my part personally, I was working as the team with the coordinator and production, and I was inspired by 14 ladies. When I was reading the chapters, I found the opportunity also to write my own chapter because they inspired me to do my own chapter, and this chapter was inspired by my mother and that experience in their life.
Her hope is that readers find the same courage and determination that shaped the project.
Inspiration for another ladies, because inside of each chapter there are different kind of experience, resilience, empowerment. So I think that is part of this sense of this book, and yeah, I think that is part of the objective, and I think that at the end we got it.
With the next Women's Congress scheduled for March and new initiatives already in development, the team behind Women Without Limits says their work is far from over. The book will be available on Amazon next week, with digital editions coming soon. You're listening to U Radio, where diverse voices connect. Stay tuned for more stories and insights that matter. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.